Happy Saturday morning, everybody. This is Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. A van and a pickup collided in a head-on crash around 8:40 a.m. Thursday at the intersection of M-142 and McKitchen Roads, about 1 mile east of Verona in Huron County. One person was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Regional Hospital in Bad Axe. Both vehicles sustained significant damage to the driver's side areas. The Chevy pickup, occupied by a single driver, sustained damage that pinned the occupant under the dashboard. A medical helicopter was placed on standby, but ultimately was not required. And at least one injured person was transported by ground ambulance for further evaluation and treatment. An update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Almont Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Burrow did a presentation on the Watchdogs, and DOG stands for Dads of Great Students. That's a program that is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures who volunteer at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as a positive role model and extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. And up north, a 28-year-old Traverse City man was arrested this week after he was seen running around with a gun and brass knuckles at the Good Harbor Bay Trail. The Leelanau County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to the park's trailhead off Lake Michigan Road in Cleveland Township on Monday on a report of a suspicious man running around the trail area and another report of gunshots nearby, according to a news release. A responding deputy saw the man holding a semi-automatic pistol and pointing the firearm randomly in different directions and moving about erratically, the sheriff's office said. The deputy made contact with the man and located a 9mm semi-automatic handgun and a pair of brass knuckles in his possession. The man reportedly told the deputy he was hunting squirrels, but the deputy noted that the man was not appropriately dressed for hunting or wearing orange. The man was arrested and taken to Leelanau County Jail. He was arraigned yesterday, Friday, on three charges: carrying a concealed weapon, firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, brass knuckles, and hunting without a license. And we'll be right back.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm in the living room.
Oh, Frank, you decorated the Christmas tree.
Yep, what do you think?
Is that a possum blinking on top of our Christmas tree?
Sure is. Looks great, huh?
How did you make the eyes blink?
Oh, that's just a little ingenuity of hooking up the lights. You always said shop locally and use locally. Well, that's local.
Yeah, but that's not exactly what I had in mind when I asked you to decorate the tree.
Okay, so you meant spend locally.
Well, yeah, Frank. When you spend your dollars locally, your dollar stays right here in our community, working to benefit our area, our restaurants, factories, schools, and hospitals. It's just like banking with our local Bayport State Bank. Bayport State Bank is locally owned and operated, investing in our thumb economy, promoting our communities, working together with residents on area projects and programs.
Now I get it. Sure hope someone needs some fine possum gloves for stocking stuffers from their local possum farmer.
Oh, Frank.
Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
A second Vatican study commission has determined that women should not be ordained as deacons. The Vatican on Thursday took the unusual step of publishing a synthesis of the commission's findings, including the members' votes on specific theological questions. The conclusion left open the possibility of further study, but proposed instead the creation of new lay ministries to give women more participation in the life of the church. Catholic women do much of the church's work in schools and hospitals and are usually responsible for passing the faith to the next generation. Some have complained of their second-class status. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says some proposals in the U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine are unacceptable to the Kremlin. That suggests a deal is still some way off, despite intense diplomacy by American envoys. U.S. President Donald Trump has initiated the major diplomatic push to stop the fighting, but peace efforts face tough demands, especially regarding Ukraine's territorial concessions and future security. In remarks to an Indian broadcaster before arriving there for a state visit, Putin described recent talks with U.S. envoys as necessary but difficult. His comments were published Thursday. European leaders accused Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts. Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities continue and have caused casualties and damage. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.